You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
You know, the other day I had a patient who admitted to eating dirt. You know, she really liked the taste of dirt. Now, I know a lot of you are thinking, okay, well, pica, yeah, fine, Dahlia, you have a patient who's anemic. No, she wasn't anemic. She just liked eating dirt. Now, I thought I was in this business long enough to kind of know that nothing would just shock you, okay? If somebody, you know, is craving eating ice or craving dirt, they have some sort of vitamin deficiency or something. No, she's a healthy woman. She just likes eating dirt. Now, am I still naive? You know, do we have many people out there that just do things because they like to? You know, like remember we were talking about, you know, these kids pouring vodka in their eyeball, right, so they could get drunk? I mean, they're idiots. That just doesn't make any sense to me. Or putting tampons in vodka. You have other people that really like to, I don't know, lather themselves with toothpaste. They aren't an idiot. That's just something they choose to do. But I guess this woman just wanted to eat dirt. She liked the texture of it. And I guess the reason I'm sharing that with you is because there are people around us, and even people among us, and even family members, they just do weird things. And I'm almost wondering if I'm the weird one, because, you know, I just get up in the morning. I get, you know, I thought I do weird things. I mean, like for example, one weird thing I do is, although I don't think it's weird, it's pretty common, but I like to, you know, pretend I won an Academy Award, right? Okay, you know, but when I win the Academy Award, I don't just win an Academy Award for actress. I also win it for best song, best singer, best auto editing. You know, everyone's like, oh my gosh, Dahlia is like, you know, Hollywood's most, you know, okay, so I think that's probably a little weird, okay? Okay, but I'm not eating dirt, okay? And another thing that I think is a little weird is I always have to mix chocolate with strawberry topping. I love chocolate and strawberry topping. I like that. I like salami or corned beef sandwiches with pimento cream cheese. Okay, no, it's not kosher. All right, but I still think I'm normal, unless maybe the problem is those of us that think we're normal, we aren't. And the average person does weird things. Remember we talked about sexual fetishes? Things that people do sexually that we find very weird. You know, like there were certain philias that had to do with teddy bears or slippers or your fern plant or something. And we were like, well, that's just weird. And you almost wonder if those of us missionary style people are the weird ones. So I'm just kind of now questioning myself that maybe I'm the weird one and all this other stuff is going on around us, that's the norm. And if so, just please, you know, clue me in. If eating dirt and fern sex and that's what we're kind of supposed to do, then okay. I mean, I'm not going to change, but then I'm not going to look at these other people as doing something oddly. I'll look at myself as doing something oddly. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They think that ibuprofen could be giving us celiac disease. All right, we've talked about this autoimmune bombardment of our GI system, and it's it causes deficits like vitamin deficiency, etc. Not to mention weight loss and difficulty digesting. They think that ibuprofen not only could be an issue with stomach ulcers, but could also be an issue when it comes to celiac disease. Okay, then we're also going to take a test to see if we have autism or Asperger's. I think we're going to take the whole test because we're not going to have time, but many of you have asked me, you know, to give you guys some signs or symptoms on if you have Asperger's, because you can't tell. You know, you think you're a lot like Dan Aykroyd or Einstein or something, you know, fine. There's actual test. So we're going to take the test. Why not? They also have, I wanted to talk about this, some of the best places to retire in the world. None of them are in America. Apparently America, it's too expensive. There are some places in America that are the best places to get fertile. So we'll talk about that. I was very fertile in Las Vegas. I think Vegas should be on the list. I was extremely fertile. We got pregnant the first time we tried, which kind of blows my mind because, boy, did I dodge bullets for most of my life before that. And I'm really amazed that none of them got through. So we'll talk about that. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DrDahlia. The 1-877-DOCDALI. The other day, one of you had asked me, which is better when you work out on a treadmill? Is it speed or incline? What should you be doing? Should you be going more for incline or should you be going more for speed? And what I would recommend when it comes to workout is, and I've recommended this before, is always change it up. I apologize. I don't have the actual email to read, but basically he said he's not losing weight. He's doing the same workout, running on a treadmill at a speed of 10, etc. Or not a speed of 10. Yeah, I think a speed of... You can't do a speed of 10. I think his incline must have been 10. And here's the thing. When it comes to treadmills, I always say to kind of change it up and down. I love the treadmills that actually give you the exercise... some treadmills will actually give you these exercise programs where it'll go up and down in speed and up and down in incline. I think those are brilliant. In fact, you know, I've started running again, and I love it. I feel good, losing weight, muscles are getting tight. I love it. I love running. But that's what running is. Running is up and down in grades and up and down in speed. And, there's a big difference with treadmill running and running outside. I used to run on the treadmill about 30, 45 minutes a day. Every day, and I would be pretty diligent with my treadmill running. Then all of a sudden I go outside and I'm huffing and puffing after one block. There's a big difference between running on a treadmill and running outside, and it could be the air quality. It could be that the incline is higher than a 10% grade, or you know. But treadmill, unless I've been doing treadmill running wrong, but treadmill running does not prepare you for outside running. I prefer outside running as long as your heart doctor says it's okay. But if I were you, I would some days do high incline, some days do cardio, and mix it up a little bit. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. You could also download our iPhone app and our Android app anytime. Listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show 24/7. And for those of you that want to donate to kids trying to fight blood cancer, please go to my website at drdahlia.com. We're asking for $5 to save a life. Just not $5 a day or $5 a month, just $5 one time. One time $5. If I can get all my listeners to donate $5, we could really do a lot of great work. Okay, so this is kind of interesting, okay? We have here a test that, like I said, I've had many emails going, can you please tell me if I have Asperger's or if I have autism, and we basically kind of talked about roughly some of the symptoms and why I hate to even say symptoms, you know, because I don't like calling it a syndrome. I don't like trying to perpetuate the myth that we need to do cures. I think a big part of it is how society is looking upon people with Asperger's, etc. And there's an actual test. I put it on my Facebook site and my Twitter site. website, for those of you who want to check it out, at Dr. Dahlia on Twitter or drdahlia.com, where it's an autism test. It's about 50 questions, okay? And I took the test, and I rated very low. They said I was very low risk for Asperger's and autism, probably because I was so high up on the list for hyperactivity, for nymphomania. I don't know. There was probably so many other things that I qualified for that they were like, you know what? You need to take another test, and not one that has to do with this subject. Okay, but basically, it's going to ask you your age, etc. It's going to ask you a few questions, okay? You know, do you think that Asperger's and autism is more common, less common? Do you think, now hold on, for me to move on, I got to put my occupation here. Okay, so I'm in healthcare. My age, I'm 29. Okay, let me put 29. Okay, so apparently they think there's an issue with my being truthful, and I have, I'm a chronic liar, they feel. Okay, I'm a female. Okay, they want to know where I'm from. Am I from, now this is a test done from England, so they want to know if I was from Wales or et cetera. And no, but I some people have called me a whale, you know, especially when I gained all that weight with pregnancy. Okay, so we're just going to run by some of these questions, okay? You guys take the test, and we'll see how we rate, okay? So, like, for example, okay, do you prefer to do things with others rather than on your own? So you basically have to put whether you agree, you know, definitely, whether you slightly agree, slightly disagree, or definitely disagree, okay? And again, you guys could take this test on your own, but these are some of the questions, and then I want to talk about how maybe this may not be the best test, okay? So, do you prefer to do things with others rather than on your own? Well, you know, for some of us who are introverts, we would probably say we'd want to do, you know, stuff on our own. Okay, do you prefer to do the things the same? Now, of course, I wrote no, I'd like to do things with others. Okay, well, I used to do study groups with others. I just love being around other people. I just feel safer in numbers. I don't like to be by myself. I like being around other people, which is probably a different type of diagnosis. Next, do you prefer to do things the same way over and over and over again? Okay, now some of you say, wait, Dr. Dahlia, you do your same show over and over again. You always complain about Obamacare. You always talk about farts. And you always just kind of, you know, complain about the same thing, and you do some mother-in-law jokes. Okay, well, true. All right, so yeah, you could say I have a little of that. But no, I don't like to do things the same way over and over again. I like to kind of mix things up. So if you kind of like to mix things up, but if you kind of like routine and you like methodical type stuff, then you would answer that you agree. Okay? All right, so here's another question. I'm not saying this is bad or good. I mean, some of our most brilliant minds, okay, have some Asperger autism type qualities. And I'm not saying this test is 100%, but this is just a test you guys could take. If you try to imagine something, do you find it very easy to create a picture in your mind? I do. I create pictures all the time. I have a picture right now of me and Viggo Mortensen on our way to Rivendell. I frequently get so strongly absorbed in one thing that I lose sight in other things. Like people with one-track minds, okay? I'm going to probably say, no, I don't really get absorbed in anything. I'm a little bit more attention deficit, if anything. I often notice small sounds when others do not. Now, remember I talked to you about how I think autistic kids can hear and see and think beyond us humans, okay, that they have some special qualities, okay, autism. I often notice small sounds when others do not, and they cover up their ears a lot. Okay, you know, maybe they have, you know, you know how we would call it dog hearing, where dogs can hear things that we can't. Did you know there's a certain frequency on your iPhone? There's this app where you can upload this frequency, and there's this frequency that kids hear that you can't. So my kids are like, Mom, do you hear that? And I'm like, no. And the kids are like, really, you can't hear that? I can hear that. And I don't know if they're just faking it, or if they could really hear a frequency that I can't. Okay, same thing with autism. So, no, I don't really notice small sounds. In fact, I'm more on the deaf side. So I'm going to disagree with that one. You usually notice card number plates or similar strings of information. Okay, if you have the ability to notice patterns, Okay, that's huge. I have to, I'm not very good. I don't understand car license plates. Like if somebody has, you are a dork, you know, you are dork, I'm not going to get that. Somebody else in my family will be like, oh, that's funny, and I'm not going to get it. Other people frequently tell you that what you said is impolite, even though you thought it was fine. Remember we talked about that yesterday? You'll say things inappropriately. I'm never trying to be polite. I'm always impolite. So to me, it's not that I think it's polite, so I have to say I disagree with that one there. When I'm reading a story, I can easily imagine what the characters may look like. I'm fascinated by dates. I'm very, very fascinated by New Year's Eve and 4th of July because those are holidays. But I'm overall, if something is May 20th, no, I'm not really fascinated by that. I don't find that fascinating. In a social group, I can easily keep track of several different people's conversations. My guess is if you say yes to this, this could be more of a point for Asperger's, etc. No, actually opposite, because you are able to multitask. Personally, I don't really care about a lot of other people's conversations, but I do like to kind of listen in so that if I could throw in a quick joke or two. I find social situations easy. If you find them easy, you agree. If you don't find them easy, that could be another sign of you being more introverted, or maybe you have some signs of Asperger's. Again, this is something where I think it's kind of a very weak association. I tend to notice details that others do not. People with autism and people with Asperger's will notice things that you would completely blow off. Because they have a keen sense. They pick up on things. Do I notice details that others do not? Well, it depends. I can notice malpractice details. I look for makeup issues, you know, on people, and thyroid issues and things like that, you know. So I can kind of learn how I look on TV, so I'm going to say no on that one. Well, anyway, so we could go on. I don't want to bore you guys. But anyway, most of the questions kind of tend around how you do in social settings, how you do with creative thinking, how you do with, okay, and it turns out your Asperger autism kids are going to be a lot more creative. They're going to be a lot more, introverted. Some may accuse them of being socially anemic, but what they may actually be saying is right on the money. Okay, you know, it just, we all think it's kind of rude. Just like, you know, back in Prohibition times, we thought it was illegal to drink alcohol. All of a sudden, that changed. So, you know, society changes, but people a lot of times don't. So, right now, you know, taking that testing, and I welcome you to take the test. It's not, to me, the most scientific test, but it's kind of an interesting test. It's called the Autism Spectrum Quotient. Okay, psychologist Simon Baron Cohen, you know, Sacha Baron Cohen, right? This is Simon Baron Cohen. I wonder if they're related. And his colleagues at Cambridge Autism Research Center created this quotient as a measure of the extent of autistic traits in adults. And I'm going to tell you right now, people who are more introverted, people who really pick up on stuff that a lot of us don't, may then have elements of Asperger's and autism, which could be an absolute good thing, an amazing gift. So my recommendation to all of us is let's stop calling autism and Asperger's a disease, okay? Let's realize and identify what are the strengths to people, okay? And I really don't think we have to lump them into Asperger's or autism, etc. Yes, I think it helps a teacher identify that in case she needs to change the way she teaches or approaches the student, but maybe some certain social training, but I think we can really harness a lot of the phenomenal traits and advantages that these students have. But it's an interesting test either way. But we got to be careful, because there's some people that they just really like to be on their own. They really like to be loners. That doesn't mean they necessarily have autism. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. A little Passover ends tonight. Yee-haw! That means you get to eat bread tonight. I cannot wait. Even though I've been telling most of you guys to stay away from the carbs, especially a lot of these breads that are non-multigrain, tonight I don't care. I am going to sink my teeth into whatever processed white bread, pizza, dough, calzone, ciabatta, I don't know, croissant, pita, whatever the hell, I am eating bread. We had been observing Passover, okay, Easter. We had a great Easter weekend. Passover was 8 days. It is 8 days. We're on the last day of Easter. Okay, I think I'm ready to move on and get ready for Cinco de Mayo. Even though Cinco de Mayo is really a lot of tortilla chips, but still, I just, you know, I need to be able to move on and eat the carbs. Now, speaking of carbs, we've talked about celiac disease and how gluten is a protein in certain wheat products, right? Okay. And now they're saying that ibuprofen, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug that many of us use and we pop whenever we have period cramps or headaches or back pain or sciatica or mother-in-law coming into town, they say these things have been now linked to celiac disease. Okay. Now this is, okay, this is a little far-fetched, but let's kind of walk through this. Okay. A review of the last 20 years of research into these NSAIDs, these non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs such as ibuprofen, suggest that these drugs are linked to leaky gut syndrome. Okay, do you guys know what leaky gut syndrome is? Good, I don't. Okay, good, so we can move on then. All right. Now, basically, the walls of the intestine become a little bit more permeable. The National Institute of Health study supported this theory by revealing that the NSAIDs cause intestinal inflammation and increases permeability. So what is the big deal about permeability? Well, remember, your intestines are a barrier. Your intestines are supposed to absorb certain things into the bloodstream and leave other things out, just like your kidneys. You know how I talk about holes in the filter of your kidneys? Your intestines are filters too. So if you have a leaky gut, okay, that means things can leak in. Things could probably also leak out, but for the most part, things can leak in that you don't want to. So let's say you eat something that has some toxic fungus on it, etc., and most of your body is able to successfully fight it, but you have a leaky gut. Well, that stuff could get in. That's a concern. Okay? So they say the intestinal inflammation and permeability that could be caused by ibuprofen could be a problem because toxic substances can now get into the bloodstream. Then you have an autoimmune response that could then be triggered. Now you have trouble digesting, and now you have trouble absorbing nutrients. Well, when you have trouble absorbing nutrients, a lot of times you are diagnosed with celiac disease. Remember, celiac disease is an autoimmune response to gluten. We think that what happens is the body doesn't like the gluten, so you start this autoimmune response, and then it starts to mess up your bowels. Well, what if it's the ibuprofen that's messing up the bowels, causing the immune response, okay, and causing you to have this overreaction to gluten? Now, the funny thing is people that avoid eating gluten seem to do better. Gluten is in pasta and cakes and cereal, bread, sauces, things like that. So there's gluten in a lot of things. So a lot of you will do well on a gluten-free diet, okay? Now, what are the symptoms? And you know, Daily Mail does a phenomenal job kind of reviewing this very easily, but we've talked about symptoms of celiac disease. You have bloating, abdominal pain, a lot of flatulence. I've already done all my celiac testing. They say it's not that. Thank you though for trying to diagnose me. And then, because again, you're having leaky intestines and maybe you're not having good nutrients absorbed versus not, weight loss. You could also be more fatigued, and it's an autoimmune condition where what happens is your immune system starts to attack your body. Now, autoimmune means it's your own body's immune system fighting your own body. And usually it doesn't fight the bad stuff, it fights the good stuff in these autoimmune diseases. Some of you guys have autoimmune thyroiditis where you're fighting your own thyroid. Some of you have autoimmune arthritis where you're fighting your joints. And then you could have autoimmune bowel conditions like celiac disease. So you kind of get that autoimmune. Auto means yourself, okay, and then immune, your immune system. Okay, so Dr. Alessio Fasano, director of celiac research at Massachusetts General, says, from what we understand with NSAIDs, one of the side effects is that they could affect the permeability of the gut. Now, this gluten, if you have an autoimmune response to gluten, can easily go back and forth. Then, if you are genetically predisposed, now you could start developing tolerance or, unfortunately, an immune response to that. Okay, now they say if you take ibuprofens right after exercising, that could even be worse. Now, another study published in the journal Medicine and Science in Sports and Exercise revealed that NSAIDs can cause intestinal damage when they're taken after exercise. How many of you guys pop a Motrin after working out so your joints don't hurt? hurt. Okay, they say maybe you want to subside on that. Now, the reason why I was taught to never pop any pills or anything like that after a workout is because you have your sympathetic system and your parasympathetic system, right? Your sympathetic system is your flight or fright. Okay, so let's say you're running track. Well, let's say I was running today and I didn't fall, knock on wood. Okay, so I'm running. Okay, your parasympathetic system is going to be kind of quiet because your sympathetic system has to take over. Your sympathetic system has to get that heart rate up. It has to dilate your respiratory tree so you can breathe better. Okay, you're not going to want to think about eating. You're not going to want to think about having to go pee. You're not going to want to be doing a variety of things that you do at rest because now you're in fight or flight. Once your sympathetic system then calms down after exercising and your parasympathetic system comes in, then you could start to pee. Then you could go poop. Then you could, sometimes you'll salivate more. So now a lot of your digestive, juicy organs can now work with the parasympathetic system. So if you take a pill, now your sympathetic system is winding down because you finished exercising. Now all of a sudden you're taking a pill, and now you have your parasympathetic system kicking in going, okay, well now I'm going to digest what I ate a couple hours ago, etc. Because your body's not going to want to waste time digesting while you're working out. It can't do that. It has to put everything to your flight or fright response. And trust me, it's frightening when I run. It is really frightening. I can't tell you how many animals in the neighborhood like flee. Now you're going to kind of get, unfortunately, a bigger bang for that buck, including side effects. Okay, is there a cure for celiac disease? We don't know right now. We don't know how to repair the intestinal system right now. Sometimes using healthy gut flora, bacteria, normal bacteria, probiotic stuff could help. But for the most part, no. Usually what we do is we just kind of try to prevent long-term complications. We put you on a gluten-free diet. We watch anemia because sometimes if you're not absorbing certain nutrients, you can have iron deficiency anemia. Sometimes if you're not absorbing your calcium, you could have osteoporosis, which is a huge issue. A lot of people with celiac disease will also take antacids that will also decrease calcium absorption in the diet, and you need calcium for good bones. And then, the risk of bowel cancer. There's been a lot of talk with that because think about it. If your intestines are breaking down and a little bit more leaky, then certain toxins have less of a barrier. And if they have less of a barrier, you are then more prone to bowel cancer. So we don't really mess around with celiac disease. Now, what do we do? Well, we could do a celiac panel, anti-gliadin antibodies, anti-endosomal antibodies. I mean, there's certain antibodies we could run to see if you already have mounted an immune response to fight your bowel system. Okay? There are. So there are blood tests you could do. And sometimes we could also do biopsies. But I recommend for anybody having weight loss and bloating and abdominal pain and anemia, you have got to go and see your gastroenterologist, and most likely he'll do some sort of study looking at the small intestine, large intestine, either by an upper endoscopy or a colonoscopy. And what is Dr. Dahlia's favorite test to order? Not to do, but to order? Colonoscopy. Yeah, because we see so much and we can biopsy at the same time. Plus, we could get rid of polyps as they start to turn cancerous. So, pretty important stuff, guys. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Lyle wanted me to discuss the Supreme Court case today with affirmative action. And, you know, I wanted to tell you, I heard about it just about right before the show, because I think that's when they made their ruling this morning. And remember, I'm Pacific time, so by the time I wake up, you know, half the country's already done with, you know, their work for the day. But, you know, I read about it, of course, okay, because I haven't had time to watch the news, where the Supreme Court upheld Michigan's ban on the use of racial affirmative action on its state universities, okay? And from what we heard is the Supreme Court so much didn't uphold it. I'm under the impression they just said, no, this really, we don't get involved on this one. This just goes back to the states. Apparently it was a 6-2 decision, okay, where Justice Anthony Kennedy spoke for the majority and said that the democratic process can decide such issues. He says the case is not about how the debate about racial preferences should be resolved. It is about who may resolve it. There is no authority in the Constitution of the United States or in this court's precedents for the judiciary to set aside Michigan laws that commit this policy determination to the voters. Okay, so I, again, I'm probably the worst person to talk about this with, because I'm not very up on all the political issues, with the exception of Obamacare and you know, Chelsea's pregnancy on Hillary's run for presidency. So I don't like to be so much a political show, but I am a little confused on where this country is going with affirmative action. I'm a little confused, because if you're not supposed to choose college admission or jobs based on race, etc., are you allowed to give preference to certain groups? See, I thought you're not allowed to give preference to any groups, okay? You can't give preference to males, you can't give preference to females, you can't give preferences to white, you can't give preferences to black, you can't give preferences. You are not supposed to. Everybody's supposed to be equal. And so I think a lot of us I know there's a lot of Obamacare cases I'm watching very closely, the Supreme Court's going to be dealing with in June, but we forgot that there was this huge affirmative action case going to the Supreme Court, and basically they just said, you know what, this could be decided, you know, by states' laws and the populace and, you know, them voting in their states' elections. And I'm a little confused by that, because, you know, you're seeing discrimination on all counts. You're seeing discrimination against minorities, but you're also seeing discrimination against whites. So you're seeing discrimination against, you know, on all sides, and I don't know if discrimination is the right word, but you see preferential treatment to certain groups. And I guess my question is, can any laws prevent that? You know, one of my favorite students from UNLV, he's a gay student there, is having a lot of trouble finding scholarships because he's a white male. And, you know, so I suggested, you know, do you have any sort of ethnicity? Do you have, because, you know, there are certain scholarships based on certain ethnicities. You know, one of my cousins, she's half Puerto Rican, so she was able to get scholarships based on her Puerto Rican lineage. You know, so we kind of went through what he has, you know, what he has in terms of lineage. Is there anything in the gay and lesbian community that would offer scholarships to an aspiring new doctor, etc., you know, to help pay for schooling? But, you know, it was a weird conversation to have, you know, where you're excluded because of certain, you know, certain attributes. It was just, it's just not a conversation I thought we would still be having in this day and age here in 2014. You know, I mean, if there was a scholarship that said white men only to apply, all right, there would be a huge uproar. But when there's scholarships, because there are scholarships for women, and I told him, you know, there's women's scholarships out there, and unfortunately, you know, he wouldn't qualify, but when you have scholarships that say you must be a woman, we don't have public outcry. You know, and I'm not saying we should, but I'm just still a little confused on where we go with this, especially if whites are now the minority and whites do not make up the majority, then how do we change affirmative action? Does affirmative action flip where you have to have X amount of white males? You know, I don't know. I guess we were kind of looking upon what the Supreme Court was going to finally say. Hey, look, okay, you know, you shall not discriminate against any or grant any preferential treatment to any individual or group based on race, sex, color, ethnicity, or national origin. Apparently, in 2003, the High Court upheld an affirmative action policy at University of Michigan Law School, but 3 years later, the state voters adopted Proposal 2. It was like a 58-42% vote. It said public colleges and universities cannot discriminate against or grant preferential treatment to anybody on the basis of race, sex, color, ethnicity. Okay, but then some groups thought that was discriminatory. So what's discriminatory? The U.S. Court of Appeals in Cincinnati declared it unconstitutional on the grounds that it took away a policy that helped minority students. Now, are minority students white or minority students black and Latino? Who are now the minority students? So they're going to have to revise and rewrite or just get rid of it. It's now that things are changing, I told you I was driving by and there was a gym saying women join for free. If there was a gym that said only men join for free, there would be a huge uproar. But it's okay because it's women join for free. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When it comes to medical schools, I've told you we've had some students who've voiced how based on their ethnicity, they were afraid that people would assume they got in based on that, and they said, look, I want people to know I got here not because of the color of my skin. I got here because I studied my butt off. And I deserve to be here. I was able to compete. It's not because there was a quota and I filled it. So I foresee in the future, we're going to be getting rid of quotas. We're going to be getting rid of these policies that have to allow certain amounts of white, black, Asian, Latino, women, men, because we're going to find it discriminatory on all counts. And that's what I predict. I just don't know when that's going to happen, and then do things always go in cycle? I mean, if we do get rid of it, are we going to then start to see things pre-1960s again, which I can't fathom? That would be horrible, or as whites are becoming minorities, are they going to be excluded, and now that cycle happens where whoever's the minority gets discriminated against. It's going to be interesting to see, but that's what I predict. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Antibiotics in pregnancy does hurt the baby's immune system, according to this one study by Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. They said germs build strength. So if you have antibiotics in the womb that then help knock out the baby's bacteria, how does the baby gain immune strength? Researchers have found that drugs used to beat infections can interfere with the baby's immune system, and it was a study looking at bacteria in the gut playing a crucial role in fostering a rapid production of infection-fighting white blood cells. And they found that with humans, mice also have a surge of white blood cells around birth, but this response was reduced when the mothers were exposed to antibiotics. So this left, I guess, these little mice, more vulnerable to deadly E. coli infections, especially when they were born premature. So especially with pregnant women, we always use antibiotics with caution. But it's usually not as bad as you, God forbid, getting sepsis when you're pregnant. So you got an infection, you got to treat it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Do you want to feel awesome all day long? Do you want to sleep so good you wake up feeling awesome the way you did when you were a kid? Feel awesome with no caffeine, just awesome tasting nutrition. Try Passion for Life and rediscover your awesomeness. Call today, 844-TRY-LIFE.
call 844-879-5433 or visit 844-TRYLIFE.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.